right, so I'm cruising through X yesterday.
I still want to call it Twitter every day, right? Don't you want to call it Twitter because it's Twitter? Elon, you should never have rebranded. Twitter would have been fine. Anyhow, so I'm cruising X yesterday. Get Elon on the phone, would you, Anthony? Get him on the phone. Get him on speed dial here. Let's get him.
Should be on the red phone.
Yeah, he should be. Hello. Elon, listen. A couple of things we need to go over here at the program. We're not pleased with the whole changing the name of that whole. Yeah. Hello? I think he hung up. Hello?
Must have lost him.
Anyhow, I like to call it Twitter. So I'm cruising around on the internet, and then I see this thing pop up, and I'm like, wow. Here's the guy that Walter Cronkite absolutely hated, Dan Rather.
Yeah.
Dan Rather. With a flashback of fear-mongering on CBS News. We're going to get in the Wayback Machine here all the way. Yeah, Sherman and Mr. Peabody and I are all going to climb aboard the Wayback Machine, right, and go all the way back to 1982 with Dan Rather and a cameo appearance from Al Gore. Al Gore. It's like tuna, isn't it? Al Gore. Listen to this.
Concern about rising temperatures on planet Earth heated up a hearing here in Washington today. For years, scientists have theorized about the dangers of the so-called greenhouse effect, the warming of the Earth's atmosphere due to the burning of coal and oil. And in recent months, as David Culhane reports, research has uncovered facts to support that theory.
Many scientists claim that the temperature of the Earth's atmosphere has been rising over the past 100 years, that the great sheets of pack ice in Antarctica are melting at a much more rapid rate than previously. And finally, that the sea level has been rising with increasing swiftness over the past 40 years. If these scientists are correct, about 25% of Florida would be flooded, along with low-lying areas all over the world. Climate changes could produce widespread disruption of agriculture. The American farm belt might be too dry, and the wheat and corn crops would have to move to Canada. Scientists blame the odorless, colorless carbon dioxide gas for these potentially dangerous changes around the planet. It is the greenhouse effect. The gas allows sunlight to filter down and warm the earth. But like the glass of a greenhouse, the carbon dioxide tends to trap heat so that it cannot rise into space. The scientists maintain that the coal, oil, and gas we've been burning for 100 years have produced more and more carbon dioxide and helped overheat the Earth. Now some political leaders endorse the demands for more CO2 monitoring stations, like this one in Hawaii. And they share the anger of the scientists at Reagan administration budget cuts at a time when they feel closer to getting definitive answers.
We are not doing the kind of research that we should be doing to determine whether or not these scientists who are so alarmed are correct in their assessment.
And what they find out will affect the lives and fortunes of millions of people, the very survival of cities like this one. David Culhane, CBS News, New York.
The survival of New York. 25% of Florida soon to be underwater. That was 42 years ago. 42 years ago, they were predicting that Florida would be underwater 25%. They had these really bad graphics and old maps. New York was going to be underwater. Surprise! Not yet. Is the sea rising? Sure it is. Inch or two over, maybe an inch over a century, an inch over a century, an inch over a century. Yeah, sorry. The doom and gloom crowd, you know, I've got too much to do today to get all caught up in this paranoia that we're all going to die. You're going to die. Yes, of course I'm going to die. Just not today. And not from climate change. From histrionic, out of control government officials, potentially. Bad policies. Wars started by this administration in all sorts of places. That could get us killed, but climate change, no, not an existential threat. In fact, CO2, the gas of life, is here to keep the planet bright green. My yard in this climate change needs to be mowed today. It's beautiful. It's lush. Lots of rain. Lots of sunshine. Climate change, not my worry, but there's Dan Rather, the most hated man from Walter Cronkite, and Al Gore. Looks about 12. He looks 100 now, him and Lurch. John Kerry, if you prefer. But all the doom and gloom and fear-mongering from decades and decades just has not come to pass. And I bring you that report from 1982 as we are on the eve of Earth Day 2024. And they'll roll out the doom and gloom crowd again. Oh, we're going to die. Polar bears are going to die. Stop it. I'm going to have a ribeye, a really nice marbled ribeye. Maybe a bourbon. Right, something good over an open flame. So I can put some more particulate into the air. Just really feel good about being a human being and being top of the food chain. That's what I'm going to do for Earth Day. A beautiful marbled ribeye and washing it down with a bourbon. Maybe a beer. You know, because when you open that beer, and all those bubbles come up. Oh, yeah, all that CO2 escaping, destroying the planet. Oh, and, of course, my Pellegrino that I drink every day. And when the CO2 comes out of here, I'm sure it's destroying the planet as well, just like cow flatulence, right? The cow farted, we're all going to die. I'm sorry, I guess I missed the panic train. Anyhow, I do like Pellegrino. Like the fizz. From CO2. I'm so horrific to the planet. I'm ashamed of myself currently. Anyhow, find out more about all we do here at the program. Send me a note. What do you think about Earth Day, my friends? SteveGruber.com. Drop me a note. Say, hey, Groobs, this is what's up. Here's what I'm doing for Earth Day. Campfire. S'mores. How about an old-fashioned burning barrel just to celebrate with a bunch of trash burning in the backyard like we used to do? How about that? Well, I don't panic. Sports with Brock after the break.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.